folks, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Good Game Guys with your hosts, Dr. Captain.
And I'm Deg.
And Stephanie.
Stephanie, and we got, well...
Span is sort of here in person. He'll come back in a moment. He went to go take care of something.
Yeah. That possibly was just him right now. Anyway... Uh-oh, looks like we got some difficulties right there. Anyway, so unfortunately we don't have TKO with us because he's kind of feeling under the weather as well. Not entirely sure what's going on there, but he said he'll try his best to call in, if you will.
All right.
So, hey, that's something.
Sadness.
Yeah, a little bit of sadness, but hey, at least I got this coffee stout that's got a weird aftertaste to it.
Weird aftertaste.
No. It's weird in a good way.
Oh, so weird is a strange thing. Okay.
By definition, yes.
Oh, man. All right. So I guess we should go ahead and start things off as normal. So, Dag, what's been going on this week?
Well, yesterday was my birthday.
Hey, man. Happy birthday.
So I think it was yesterday. Shit. I don't even know what day it is. Yeah, it was yesterday. So I got a PS4 and the Infamous Second Son, and I haven't even played anything yet because I hooked it in but didn't want to start playing because then I never would have gone to bed. And then I ended up here last night, and boy howdy, boy did we drink.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, man, we drank.
I can't really lead into too much comments there.
You guys are still trying to get over that one, right?
Pretty much.
When I did talk to y'all earlier, you did sound pretty beat. So. There weren't necessary whole sentences going through.
Hey, you can definitely say this, though. You made your ancestors proud.
Oh, indeed I did. Death fire water.
That's good.
All right, looks like Span managed to come back and join us. Hey, Span.
Hey, did you tell him what happened? long story short, we get the show begins in 5 seconds, and then there was a technical issue that I had to take care of. So, I snuck out and snuck back in, hoping that that I'd make it back in time. But, you know, 5 seconds, right?
It's really 5 seconds.
Maybe faster than that.
Well, it's not like a video game or anime where 5 seconds is 15 minutes, you know, and everything just slows down, but then conversations happen at normal speed.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So... we have Deg drinking up for the entire week. Stephanie, what about you? What's been going on with your week so far?
I've tried out a few games. I wanted to tell you guys about one game. I'm just looking up the name of it again. Totally the shortest game I think I've ever played in my life. I got it off of Steam, but it was kind of entertaining. It was about... this is going to sound really boring and dull, but it was actually, like, randomly entertaining. It's about the fly, and it's about the fly's existence and how it kind of goes about throughout, like, its day-to-day life. I don't know if I should be giving it away. I feel like those jerks that are just going to tell you what's going to happen at the end.
So
I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but I want to spoil it because it's the shortest game ever.
We understand it's short. About how long did it take you to beat the game?
I don't know, maybe like 15 minutes.
Oh, wow, that is short.
It's a super short game, but it's aesthetically it was really kind of just wonderful how they did it. And I'm really big on atmosphere. And so I kind of wish that they would create something more than just this, you know. But let's just say it was... You felt like the fly, you know what I mean? And I'm a big fan of, like, RPGs, and I felt like I was playing...
You are one with the fly now?
I was the fly.
You felt like the fly? Was there a lot of body horror and Jeff Goldblum everywhere?
I mean, I was avoiding a lot of things that were coming at me, you know, and I was like, man, I really feel bad for these things, because usually I'm swatting them off my food when I'm having a picnic, but now I'm like, you poor thing.
Random ridiculous back hairs and...
It was terrible. It was really sad and terrible at the same time. So that game I tried out. It was super short, like I said, but it was actually highly entertaining in this weird, dull, strange way.
Yeah, what's the name of the game?
Damn it, I'm trying to come up with a name for you guys. Give me a second. I'm still getting used to this. The Short Fly Game on Steam.
That's the new title from now on. That's what it needs to be called, The Short Fly Game.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what? Steam has their tagging system for a reason now, and it'll help you find games like that.
Audience, if you know the game we're talking about here.
Hold on. I'm going to have to... I'm going to tell you. You guys give me give me more than 2 seconds, because I'm not that fast.
All right.
So, let me see.
Well,
okay,
anyway.
So,
all right.
I have it under a file and game on. Hold on. And then there's another game that I tried out, which was Estranged. Estranged is another one that's kind of interesting. I don't know if you guys have played it before, but... It's another thing that has to do with a lot of, like, atmosphere, you know, and just kind of the understanding of, like, there's nothing around, there's no humans around, and you're kind of trying to get yourself back into, like, you know, just pretty much just in a zone of, like, finding anyone, really. I'm sorry, I feel like I'm, like, hungover like you guys right now.
Oh, please, no, you probably don't.
I feel like I'm going a little bit off topic here. But anyways, that's another game that's been pretty cool that I've been checking out, which I highly recommend.
Yes.
But hold on. I'm going to find out this other game for y'all.
I think we found it. Is
was it
The Plan! The Plan!
Yeah. That's
The Plan.
The Plan. I mean, how deep does that sound for, like, a poor fly game? I mean, it's super short, like I said, but I really kind of think that it... Anyone who wants to just, like, kill some time and kind of just be kind of semi-intrigued by graphics and the understanding of being a fly, I mean, I think that's, like, a true understanding of the poor lives of a fly. So, I don't know, I think artistically it was wonderful, and I'm a huge fan of games that are going to be a little bit more artistic and kind of out there, so I enjoyed
it. So now she's going to be a Jeff Goldblum activist.
Uh-oh.
You know, when you said, this game is, like, the shortest game I've ever played, it's on Steam, you know, my first thought is, like, I didn't know that they ported Journey to Steam.
I didn't know that Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes was on Steam.
Oh
man, we're getting dirty today.
We are getting dirty.
Such a great game. Anybody that's got a PS3, you've got to play Journey. It is so great.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I have to take your word on it. I've never tried it.
Oh, dude. Do you have a PS3?
No.
then you have an excuse. You have an excuse.
Yeah.
If you buy a PS3, you're not even allowed to open your front door until Journey is on it. You got to find a friend's house, download Journey, and then you're allowed to come home.
How was your week, man?
I finished off Infamous Second Son. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot. It felt like a smaller, more intimate affair than the last couple Infamous games, which I can understand, because when you took it onto such a grander scale graphically, I could imagine you can't make as big of a world as you can with lower level graphics. So, you know, it felt a little smaller, but also, you know, whereas in the other games you had all these different factions and whatnot, in this one it was basically, you know, you just had the one group of bad guys, the DUP. And so,
hold up. I think we had ourselves a little bit of an issue right there.
Power outage?
A little bit. I don't know. Are we good, Stephanie?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Sorry about that. Can Span, go ahead.
No problem. So, you know, anyway, just to sum it up, it was an enjoyable game through and through. Loved it. Graphics, once again, completely amazing. It just felt like a smaller, more intimate affair. And other than that, I started playing...
Uh-huh. We're basically teaching Span about microphones right now.
Oh, excuse me. This is my first time coming into the studio here, and you're pointing at me, telling me to do things without actually saying words. So it's like, what?
Yeah,
huh?
Sorry. We use a lot of hand gestures.
Right. You know.
Studio.
I'm seeing like baseball hand gestures, and I'm like, what do you want from me?
This mic has a pattern of where it's going to pick up your voice, and when you're sitting back here.
You mean the spot you guys put me?
Yeah.
Well,
here.
You know,
sorry about that.
Thank you for making me feel like a dick for doing what you told me to do.
I didn't tell you to do that.
Terrible.
I honestly thought the thing would have picked him up on the side.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna sit down right here, and I'm gonna continue. I started up. Arkham Origins. You know what? Honestly, while it does feel like a less polished game than Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. It's fun. It's entertaining. It feels like one of those situations where, you know, like a development team makes this amazing, incredible game, and then you get the slightly less experienced B team to make a sequel for it. You know, that situation. And it's not a bad game at all.
Well, to be honest, I'm fully aware of that situation. It was called Bioshock 2.
Bioshock 2 wasn't a terrible game. It wasn't anywhere near as good. Both BioShock 2 and Arkham Origins, it's basically one of those situations where if the game that they were a sequel to never existed, it would have been a good game on its own.
I'll give you that, because I didn't have too big a problem with BioShock 2. It just felt a little lacking at certain points.
Right. Well, and it's basically, it's a different developer trying to ape the success of a game that came before it in the same universe.
Ooh.
And so to that point, Arkham City is a lesser game, yes, but it's still a good game. And playing it on PC, there's some stuff in it that, like, blows me away. Like, some of the best smoke effects I've ever seen in a game, ever. Like, you got smoke coming out of the characters' mouths. You got, like, the smoke that's coming out of pipes and stuff. As you walk through it, it swirls around your character.
Is there smoke when someone's smoking?
No, that would make no sense. What are you thinking? But, like, seriously, I did the cape sweep through smoke just to see what would happen. And it realistically swirled and blew apart and everything. And it's like these DirectX 11 physics features, really awesome.
Oh, dude.
Oh, and,
right on.
Unless the game was completely and utterly irredeemably broken at launch and it's just been patched to hell and back, I think the people that gave it like a 3 out of 10 or like a 1 out of 5, they can go screw themselves because that is just so over the top.
Well, to be honest with you, I've always wondered if the gaming review part of the industry is a little...
It can be clickbaity at
times.
It can be really clickbaity.
Let's not forget, you know, the whole streak of 8s, 9s, and even 10s for Call of Duty.
Well, I mean, as far as it stands...
I went there, folks. I'm sorry.
The scoring scale, is, as far as gaming is concerned, is completely broken now. I mean, it starts at 7 at this point. And, I mean, if you had to have a scoring scale, I'd say the best thing to do would be a 1 out of 5, not a 1 out of 10. Because when you're getting to like a 2 or a 3 out of 10, how is a 3 much better than a 2? How can you tell the difference between a 2.5 and a 3.5? I'd say just the straight 1 to 5 is so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the difference between a 2 and a 3 out of 5 as opposed to a 2 and a 3 out of 10. But that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Call in, that is pretty fair.
By all means. We'll have the lines a little closed at the moment, but later on we'll open them up. And if you have something to kind of counter what Span here is saying, by all means, bring it up.
Sure, why not?
Oh, man.
How about your week?
Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Oh, yeah. Last night.
Well, not just last night. Just, oh, God. Oh, actually, that does kind of because it happened yesterday. So, I got to participate in Papers, Please, the Real Life Edition, otherwise known as the DMV. Yeah.
Did you remember to pray to the DMV and ask them to forgive you of your sins?
No.
Yay, South Park.
Oh, man.
Absolve me of my money and give me a sticker in return.
Yeah, seriously.
I just had to get my car smog checked, so I know what you're going through. I got the renewal.
Oh, I finally got it.
Oh.
Like, if I can be allowed a moment to complain a little. Oh, man. Basically just had an issue with the insurance company trying to make the DMV recognize I have insurance, which they didn't seem to want to do until today for ungodly reasons. And I didn't know that yesterday going into the line because as I'm going there, after, like, getting there at 8 in the morning and only just getting inside at, like, 2 in the afternoon, I finally managed to get up to the window, like, expecting to get my sticker at this point, and the lady goes, like, yeah, there's a suspension on your license plate.
What?
Yep. Wow. See, you don't have insurance. I have the proof of insurance right here. And I'm basically just showing off the papers that I have. And I'm desperately waiting for somebody to start helping out with the Papers, Please reference.
Glory to our Stotska.
Glory to our Stotska.
You know, if I can do the 10-second aside, I'd guessed at my place the other day, and a cop pulled up, looked at somebody's registration, said, your registration's expired, I got to get you towed. They pulled out of their glove box proof that they had updated their registration mm-hmm. and that they just hadn't gotten their stickers in the mail yet. And the cop's like, sorry, I've already called the tow truck. Sucks to be you.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Gotta love the California Police Department.
Yeah. Well.
Jeez.
Yeah, police in general in California.
Oh, yeah.
How about that gaming?
Let's go back. Let's get off this depressing topic for a while.
Let's talk about the stuff that really matters.
So I played Papers, Please.
Papers, Please.
I played the real-life version, then I came back home and started dishing it back out to the people. They're like, I had a bad day. You know what? No one gets into the country.
We rejected so many people.
We did.
And then it's like, dude, I'm too drunk to actually do this right. Let's do something else.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, you're like, you know what? I accept the baby, but you can't come in. Baby coming into the country by itself.
Baby, you can come to country. Not so much. You can come.
Right.
Oh, man. So that's been my little adventure this week. And, Stephanie, I seem to recall you sharing a particular story with us earlier.
Oh, my gosh. Are you really going to make me do... Wait, what story are we talking about?
The first one.
Oh, that... Okay. Yeah.
Come
oh,
on.
God,
you got
really
you
going
gotta
there.
Tell it.
Really going there? Okay. Nope. So, yeah. Man, I kind of feel bad about this, but I feel like it needs to be shared just so that... Everyone can kind of understand.
Sure. So, basically, like, let's try and, rush through this as much as we can. So, we do have a news segment,
okay.
too.
So, so last night, just for all our listeners out there. So, last night, I went on a date. I went on a first date with this guy. And it's, first off, let me just say it's really difficult dating out here in Los Angeles. So,
dish.
What was that?
dish.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna throw it out there. I've had a lot of experiences here.
But, this one's one of them.
Yeah. Twice. So, but I went out last night. I met with this guy who we went on a date for sushi. Man, I feel so bad right now. I hope he's not listening in.
He's probably not listening.
But we went on a date for sushi. And
neither is he.
Thanks. After sushi, we were kind of like, he's like, oh, so what do you want to do now? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, like, what's around? He's like, you want to go to Target? I'm like, Target? Are you serious right now? Like, do I want to go to Target? Like,
no, why not?
So he literally he's like, well, it's close, and I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's like Target. I was kind of semi-intrigued. So I was like, okay, what is this guy going to pull off at Target, you know? So we go to Target, and he's like, so where do you want to check out here? And I'm like, I don't know. This was your idea. Like, what are we going to do at Target? But
for us at dinner?
Oh, my God. Like, he couldn't think any further than that. And we went into Target. I'm just walking around. I'm like, man, this is really happening right now. So, So he's like, what do you want to check out? And I'm like, I don't know, like home decor. And I'm like, electronics. I'm like, let's do electronics, you know? So we went, and I was like, well, I'm going to make this like a satisfying, like, you know, Target date. So I went and I literally just tried out the PS4, you know? So
just trying it on for size, seeing if you like it.
I really was. I was trying it on for size. I was looking at all these different games. The only, like, really truly intriguing part of it was, like, the fact that we were looking up games, which I heard about Heavy Rain, which I guess is a really good game. I thought that was pretty neato.
Sean!
Jason!
Yeah.
Sean!
So I learned about that, so I'm probably going to pick that up since I still have, actually, the PS3, so...
The Heavy Rain demo is probably one of the most amazing things I've ever played with
I haven't made my transition to the PS4 yet, but I was just trying out all the demos, which...
Uh-oh.
Which?
I think we lost her a little bit.
Did she die or did we?
I don't know.
You know, that's a good question. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you.
I definitely can hear you guys.
Well,
I guess we're good. I don't know. We'll continue on.
Yeah,
Steph.
Nice.
Oh, there you are.
Well, I'm gonna have to try it. I mean, I've definitely heard like pretty sweet stuff. but yeah, and another thing I was talking about. What was that? Am I still there?
You were kind of cutting out.
Yeah, we don't know if that's your end or our end.
You guys, right there. Okay, you can hear me. Okay. Yeah. Hey guys.
Sort of.
Whoa, it's like we got some weird delay like suddenly coming from her.
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
There's a delay going on.
Sort of.
There's some magic bullshit going
on. I mean, I think it's just the build-up to find out what I'm supposed to say now about my date that happened.
You're still alive. So, like, your connection is not good, Stephanie.
Yeah, that definitely is kind of weird.
Sadness. Can you guys really not hear me?
No, we hear you. It's just, we hear you, but we had some kind of like a delay for some strange reason. Like, I guess it was when we say something, there's a gap, and then we hear what you're saying 3 seconds later or something like that.
ISPs, everybody.
Yep. Array internets.
Doesn't matter how professional you are, ISPs literally have you by the balls.
I bet you could find it at a first aid at Target. I'm desperately reaching for that story, man. That's just too funny to me.
I'm sorry. I know. I feel so bad. Like, I really do. And this poor guy, I mean, he just had no game whatsoever. And, like, I
was he handsome
like,
at least?
What was that?
Was he handsome at least?
I mean,
dude, he took me to sushi.
He was cute, but he was just, like, really awkward. But, like, not even cute awkward. It was just awkward. You know?
Spectrum awkward.
So, Michael Cera.
So, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, another thing that it just made me realize is while we were playing, like, I was, like, trying out, like, different demos, which they are not enough demos anymore. But, I'll save that.
Yeah. You know what? I think we'll probably get into that in a little bit. But you know what? I think it's time for us to go ahead and start getting into the news, Doug.
I like my news like I like my coffee. In the butt.
Today. I can hear you, but I can hear you like in the distance in the rain. I don't know if the earthquake is going on over there. I mean,
maybe it's bad so far.
Possibly.
Hey, whatever.
God, all right. Could you imagine if it was raining earthquakes?
Oh, God.
I couldn't imagine that. That sounds like something hard to imagine.
That sounds very difficult to imagine.
So, right, the news. To those who have been waiting with bated breath, Goat Simulator is now available on Steam. Wow. That was my ear, dude. And the launch trailer is nothing short of spectacular. It is a total rip-off of Dead Island's trailer, but imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right? Right?
Do it again.
A new letter from the chairman on the Robert Space Industries website celebrates another milestone for Star Citizen. The upcoming space combat game has passed $41 million in crowdsourced funding. The letter details that they will now be researching and implementing procedural generation of future iterations of Star Citizen, which will allow them to easily create entire planets worth of exploration and content. Related to Star Citizen, Roberts has announced they have no intention of selling out to a bigger company and disappointing their backers like some other crowdfunded projects have.
We're looking your way, folks.
Dude, that's a little harsh.
Lol, Oculus, lol.
Ugh.
Jonathan,
come a break.
No. Jonathan Morin answered a question on Twitter stating that there will be no demo for Watch Dogs. He goes on to explain that making demos takes time and their focus is on the game. I'm somewhat disappointed, but most of the material I've seen has been in-game, so assuming it's not Dark Souls, it should be pretty good still, I hope.
There was a huge thing with the Watch Dogs weeks ago, but that's topic for another time.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Graphically.
Later. Yeah. The early access of Shadowrun Online is now available on Steam, offering the chance to play the alpha version of Cliffhanger's upcoming MMO and get a game at a bargain price. Here's what they say about the current state of the game. This early prequel offers players an introduction to the combat of Shadowrun Online through PvP and 4 missions. New content and features will be added regularly with opportunities for players to directly influence development. Yeah, it's still early access. We know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I keep bugging you countless times.
It's Shadowrun Online, though. Like, I might have to, just because, like,
well,
Shadowrun.
Well, you see, the thing that kind of got to me a little bit is I thought this was supposed to be included with the original Shadowrun.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah.
The Shards Online website at shardsonline.com shows off plans for a sandbox MMORPG from Citadel Studios, which includes former Ultima Online developers. There's an interview at Stratix.com discussing how this will be a player-run game. They further note, Shards is a sandbox RPG in development for PC by Citadel Studios.
In the multiplayer online game, players can fully customize their experience. Collaboration will determine how the world evolves. Citadel goes on to claim that shards will change the way MMORPGs are played by giving players all of the control. You can connect your own servers, set your own rules, and play your own way with friends or strangers.
Take a shard.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. The Office for Harmonization in the Internal Market website shows a new trademark filing in Europe for Deus Ex Mankind Divided. There are no details currently about what this is for, besides covering a video game and related materials. Don't get your hopes up. The last two times there was a Deus Ex trademark was for last year's April Fool's prank, Deus Ex Human Defiance. It's kind of funny.
HD.
HD, yeah. And then the mobile game Deus Ex The Fall, which nobody ever played ever.
Hey, I bought two copies of that.
How dare you?
How could you?
Well, I gave them money.
Oh.
Right, anyway. EA's Origin digital distribution service is now offering the original Dead Space for free. It's not a joke or a gimmick, and once you claim the game, it's yours to keep. Free stuff is good, right?
Yeah.
Watch Dogs, available on May 27th, has a new trailer up on YouTube called Welcome to Chicago. The trailer explains more about what you can do, where you are, and asks a poignant question. What will you do with that kind of power?
All kinds of terrible things.
Oh, indeed. This has been kind of a slow news week, aside, of course, from all the April Fool's pranks that have been played, but I'm not going to mention any of them, because that was my birthday. After that, I'm done working. Like, work.
Wait, so your birth was just like a joke? Is that what you're saying?
For you original superhuman.
Hey, you know, you beat us to it. We were going to surprise you and wish you a happy birthday, but damn. You are more timely than we are. We were going to wish you a happy birthday, which is very easy for me to say after you've already said that, but no, honestly, I mean it, and I'm not making this up right now.
That smells like foot and mouth.
Foot mouth.
I put my mouth by saying that we were going to.
Because you didn't then.
Right. There was a lack of foot and mouth.
We were going to do that, but then we didn't.
Yeah.
Aww.
Kind of, sort of, happy birthday.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Aw, thank you.
Aw.
You're welcome.
Mr. President.
Are you a bad enough dude to save the president's daughter?
On your birthday?
That sounds like a sequel to Bad Boys waiting to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so that was totally it for the news. Like,
pretty much.
There was really not much going on this week.
Well, other than Adam Sessler, he's quitting games journalism, and he's starting a consulting firm. So
excellent.
Looks like we might have a Michael Pachter that knows what he's talking about for once.
Ouch.
Jeez, man.
That's harsh.
Hey, see him like I see him.
That's harsh.
We're just dishing out the blows here today, folks.
Man, jeez.
Jeez, because Michael Pachter gives a fuck about any of us.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
No, dude, seriously, he has more money than all of us put together times 10.
He's got the kind of money that, you know, when you have that kind of money, you can make a toilet paper roll out of your money and wipe your ass with it.
So he's Scrooge McDucking it right now.
Pretty much.
No, he can make a pimp glove out of $100 bills and backhand us with it, just like, bitch, this is how much I care about what you have to say to me.
I might accept that, just to say, you know.
That you've been backhanded by...
By
him in gloves that were made by $100 bills. Okay, all right. Yeah. I can see that.
No, I literally heard that Michael Pachter is basically a, like, 50-year-old frat boy.
That's fine, dude. James Lipton's, like, a 70-year-old frat boy.
Hey! I didn't say it was a bad thing. It's just an interesting character trait.
Character trait.
How many points he got in return for accepting that?
Nothing wrong with it.
I've got nothing on that one. Anyway, so I guess since we're kind of finished up with the news now and pretty much bringing out the breaking news of it, yesterday actually, we went ahead and posted up a question in our Facebook page that was kind of, well, geared towards our original conversations of what we were making on Dark Souls 2, basically, how we kind of got upset about the gameplay trailers and how they kind of misled us.
Yeah. We were not a fan of this.
Yeah, especially since they decided to be very dishonest about the whole situation.
You know, they did not get rid of the screenshots on their Steam page that they admitted were not real until, like, a few days ago.
Oh, they did change it then.
They finally changed those screenshots, but the thing is, like, 2 weeks after release, they still had those screenshots on the page and didn't get rid of them until about a week after somebody in an interview said, when are you guys going to get rid of those screenshots?
And
oh, yeah, we should probably get on that. A week later, they did it.
Huh.
Well, they had to take a nice vacation drinking your money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scrooge McDucking it.
I thought that's how you cure AIDS.
You and your South Park references,
that's
man.
That's a South Park reference. Hey, good. Got that one.
Oh, man.
That was a good game. I like that game.
Oh yeah, no, dude. The Obsidian guys, they deserve a lot more credit than they get. They are great developers when they have the time to actually complete the games that they are working on.
Yeah, sounded like a snap to Fallout New Vegas.
No, that wasn't a snap to Fallout New Vegas. That's a snap to the fact that they are incredible developers that are generally given an obscenely small amount of time to develop a game.
Yeah,
like Knights of the Old Republic 2, they had less than a year to make. New Vegas was 18 months when Fallout 3 was like over 5 years of development time. So, you know, it's not like they're bad developers. They just get very, very short development windows and they do the best with what they got.
Yeah, you got to appreciate
and
that.
So, you
sometimes.
Know, I got to defend the underdogs in that situation.
No, I'm with you on that.
That's a rough timeline.
And to be honest, hey, at least they don't do what Namco's been doing lately with Dark Souls 2, bringing that back, folks.
Okay.
Because, after we just kind of been discoursing with each other off the mic, if you will, hard to believe that we do that, right, folks?
Not really. I admitted to them that we were hanging out all night last night, drunk as shit.
Yep. Look.
I hate you both.
We were still talking to each other all night. Not like either of us really remember what was said.
But anyway, one of the things that we kind of started wondering amongst ourselves is basically, do pre-rendered trailers hurt the percentage of a game, or does
perception.
It, or the perception of a game, or not?
Yes and no. I mean, I suppose it really depends on what all you're getting with that specific game. I mean, if you're being provided with a demonstration, like a demo of the game that you can actually play through before you spend your money, then cinematic trailers are okay. But when that's all you've got to go on,
I don't like them.
It's crap. It's like, okay, well, that's beautiful, and it shows us nothing about the game. So that just wasted a whole lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you in that sense only when that's the only thing that's shown of a game. If you have a cinematic trailer but also have gameplay trailers, that balances out everything. Because, you know, a cinematic trailer is a great way to reveal a game, get people talking about it before you really have anything to show off. And then once you actually have a game that you're, you know, in production on, you know, it's almost done, then you can show gameplay trailers and stuff like that. So in that sense, I'm okay with CG trailers. As long as it's not all you're showing. It's like literally CG, 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 release Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know. I'm, you know what, I'm going to have to go old school. I miss there being lots more demos. I really do. And I know that it's like a situation where it kind of, you know, holds up everything, but I kind of would rather them hold it up at least a little bit so that we can get some more demo play in there, because, I mean, I'm going to be throwing down money, then I need to know what the heck I'm really going to be doing and whether I'm really going to enjoy it, so, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, and I guess it's really hard to do that, especially since if you start going back to other games that basically just ran off a cinema trailer for a while. Well, I kind of feel bad attacking this one, because I did kind of I thought an underdog, but Dead Island, anybody remember that one?
Yeah. That trailer was a cinematic masterpiece. That trailer made me feel more for the family in the trailer within the 3-minute timeline that it had than any other character in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The game was boring in comparison. That trailer was kind of misleading.
You mean Borderlands with zombies?
Hey, you know what? I enjoyed Dead Island for what it was. You know, it wasn't the most, you know, complete or polished game, but, you know, for what it was, I enjoyed it. And as far as the trailer is concerned, it was a reveal trailer. It's It's not like, you know, they basically used that trailer throughout the entire process of development and said, this is the game. It was how revealed the game, and it's how they got people talking about it. And in that sense, it's one of the most successful game trailers of all time. Because literally, to this day, people still talk about that trailer saying, that was an amazing trailer.
Bad marketing. Not enough repeating letters in the name.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, it just becomes really like a CG movie. I mean, if that's the case, then you're no longer in gaming. So you might as well not just make it, you know, a cinematic trailer. I mean,
Are you going to jump down Blizzard's throat for that?
If any of our viewers want to call in and, you know, give us your own 2 cents, if you will, the number is 914-338-1303. You can also hit us up on Skype at Good Game Guys 1.
Yep, pretty much.
My 2 cents is free.
Like always.
Like always.
Got change coming.
But yeah, sorry to cut you off right there, but, well, I don't know. I think we can kind of get mad at Blizzard sometimes.
I'm not really going to get mad at Blizzard, because even though the trailers are nothing like the games are still kind of fun.
So
Dead Island, on the other hand, I'm upset with, because the trailer was amazing and the game was a buggy, broken pile of bullshit.
So if the game is good, they get a pass?
If the game is good, then I don't feel like I wasted money after I bought it. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter how angry I am at being misled, because I wasn't. The game is good.
It seems a bit of a cop-out to me, though. I mean, to say that, you know, as long as the game is good, I don't care if they lie to me. I mean,
as long as the game is good, I don't mind if they fuck in ass without a condom. It's a good game.
Oh, gosh. Oh. I mean, you
That's
should probably
point.
Care
like,
about
the game
that.
Needs to be good. If the game is a broken, buggy pile of shit and you have an amazing cinematic trailer, fuck you. Why would you spend so much time making a trailer instead of making your game better?
Dude, Deg Rage right now.
Yeah, you know.
And then
here I am saying, you know what? I liked Dead Island.
You're the one.
I'm the
I
one.
Liked it.
I can do anything.
Get out of here, Neo. No one likes you. Take your ball and go home.
He can do anything.
No, I was thinking more of the good movie that came out a couple decades before that.
Oh, right.
Oh, Highlander.
Oh, law.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. The one.
Right.
One.
Yes. No. Where were we?
Anyway.
God damn it, Spin. You did it again.
Anyways. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, if it's a good game and they just happen to have lied to us throughout the whole process, I mean, as long as the lie ended up being a good lie in the grand scheme of things, I guess that's okay. But, I mean, morally, I mean, we shouldn't be lied to, period. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we are the people that are spending our money and we're really, like, dedicated and, you know, we're kind of trusting that they're going to give us something that we're going to want to play and that is going to be enjoyable and that we're going to be able to believe in, because it can't be this hit or miss situation where you're like, well, are you lying to me and it's going to be a good game this time, or are you lying to me and is it going to be crap? You know, like that whole ordeal just doesn't work out for anybody in that situation. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think
anybody looks at a CG trailer and thinks, you know, I've never heard of CG in my life. That's what the game is. I think that we recognize when we're looking at a CG trailer, it's supposed to be a cinematic. It's supposed to be something that
looks
incredible.
You'd honestly be quite surprised, because I've met quite the few people that will just hype the ever-loving hell out of a game just based on the trailer in itself, thinking, it's going to look just like that.
A CG trailer?
Yeah.
So you're saying, like back in PS1 days when we're looking at, you know, Final Fantasy VII CG trailers, they're like, that's the game right there. I don't care what you say, a PS1 can put that out.
Right. And as we move into the future, we are getting better and more incredible technologies all the time. And there are a few companies out there that have done trailers right, like Rockstar. Look at the trailers for Grand Theft Auto 4 or 5. It's all within the game. It may still be cinematic, it may still be scripted, but you see is what you get.
It's gussied up a little bit.
A little bit, but not by much.
Right. And then, so going on that, CG trailers, I give a bit of a pass to. It's the in-game engine trailers that are completely unrepresentative of the gameplay. That is where I think that we should put our effort and energy.
That is a level of dishonesty that
That's where the true demon lies.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a certain level of understanding that comes with CG trailers, whereas in-engine, you're expected to believe that InEngine is the game.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right. Like, I don't know.
Dark Souls.
Yeah,
exactly.
Was waiting for that one.
Let's kick that horse again. But yeah,
the horse keeps getting up. We're going to kick it because they are continuing with the, you know, like there was recently a developer privately, you know, talking to Forbes magazine saying, or newspaper, whatever you want to call it, newspaper magazine at this point. Yeah, we pretty much, you know, privately in the company admit to everything that happened. We're just too ashamed and proud to ever admit it publicly. And it's like that right there. They know what they did. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what you did. Go sit on the stairs. It's time out.
Over in the shame corner.
Put on the cone.
It's just a traffic cone that says dunce on it, which makes it so much worse.
Pretty much. But another example of what I hope is going to be a game doing it right is The Division. Like, the E3 trailer for that looked amazing.
Oh, God, The Division. It looks so unbelievably gorgeous, but it's Ubisoft. The patron saints of bullshot.
Yeah.
I can't think of a game that Ubisoft has put out in the last console generation that wasn't bullshotted to hell and back.
That's fair, but the demo at E3 weren't people actually playing it on stage? Like,
just like they were playing Aliens Colonial Marines at the private demo that I watched.
That was a private demo.
I was there. I had Randy Pitchford lying to my face.
How did that make you feel? But you never forget his name.
Yeah. Hey, you know, no such thing as bad publicity. No, seriously. So, you know, just saying quote-unquote...
Just jam that cock a little deeper.
Oh, come on.
Just saying that somebody is playing the game means nothing. When you got, you know, people picking apart these gameplay demos, and they're like, you see on the controller right there where the light isn't even lit up on the controller showing that, you know, it's in use? Yeah, you know what? Anybody could set up, you know, the perfect situation for a demo and then just have a guy wiggling his thumbs on thumbsticks for 10 minutes and it's
right.
Like he's not even pressing buttons, he's just wiggling thumbsticks.
Right.
How is he playing?
He really did that?
I've seen instances of that before.
Wow.
But let's hope The Division is actually good.
I pray
it
that
looks
it is
pretty
because,
good.
You know, to be honestly, wishing that I'm right about The Division being a bunch of bullshit only hurts me.
Well, right, but it's also, dude, Ubisoft is the publisher. Isn't The Division being made by a company called Massive?
Right, but that's just the thing. It doesn't matter what, you know, Ubisoft is a publisher that has a lot of developers underneath them, and every game they put out is bullshitted, be it, you know, any of the Assassin's Creed games, which is more subtle,
Far Cry 3, yeah.
Which was just insane. Like, there are videos on YouTube that show the reveal, gameplay reveal, not CG, not trailer, gameplay reveal against the final release, and it's night and day.
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, you know, fool me a million times, shame on you, Ubisoft.
But I'm still going to spend my money on this game that looks rad.
Wow, you know, I'm shocked that you say that. And like, last week we were talking about, you know, like, I don't want to support game companies that do this, that, and the
other.
Well,
you know.
if you're raping a fifth of the game out because I didn't pre-order it, then fuck yourself in the face.
I mean, you know,
that was the point I was making.
I guess you pick your battles.
Yeah,
you pick your
pretty
battles.
Much.
And here's the thing. As The Division gets closer to release, and, you know, as there are, you know, the early, you know, people, you know, leaking out information. Because, you know, sometimes it's like the leakers of information in the weeks leading up to release that are more honest and truthful than the actual reviewers or, you know, the final bits of info coming from the game company. So it's like, as you get closer to release, you'll be able to see how this unravels. Because, like, Watch Dogs, you know, I mentioned it a little earlier in the show. The reveal in 2012 is almost a completely different looking game than what they currently have right now.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, had they never revealed it to the level that they did in 2012, the current game would look great. But it's like they set those expectations so high that right now people are looking at it and they're disappointed at a good-looking game because it doesn't look as good as it used to. And, you know, that is actually a pretty fair assessment because You set up those expectations, Ubisoft.
I suppose so, but the game's not out yet, and they're showing you what you're getting now instead of Dark Souls advertising it incorrectly all the way up through launch.
And those are two separate issues.
So it's
they're two different sides of the coin.
Right.
You know, definitely kind of listen to this
but
right now.
They're not really being overtly dishonest about it. Like, yeah, they gave us a better-looking reveal in 2012, and
which was gameplay.
And they couldn't live up to production of that quality,
right.
So they
well,
had to tone it down a notch, and nobody spent their money on it yet.
Right, and here's the thing.
But if they
admit to that, great, more power to them. They're being honest. But we have PR people on Twitter going, there's been no downgrade. If anything, the graphics have gotten better, with a straight face. With a straight face on the Ubisoft Twitter.
Yeah, but PR people are pawn scum.
Yeah, but they're hired by the company to do nothing more than sell the game, and thank you for calling my last job pawn scum.
You'll be all right, Pookie.
Yeah, no, I did PR at the last company that I was at.
Are you still doing that?
No.
Not anymore.
Survive.
Good.
But, okay, so I'm going to say this, because listening to this conversation, it's kind of harking me back to the old days, back in the PlayStation 1 era, even a little bit in the PlayStation 2 era, where all anybody would ever argue about were just the graphics of the game, making it somehow the defining factor of what makes a good game. And I'm a little worried about this. Like,
hey, you know what? Here's the thing.
People got what they asked for, and now we're reaping it.
Hey, you know what? No, honestly, gameplay is king, graphics are secondary. Only on one condition are graphics not secondary: when you sell your game on graphics.
Yeah.
For example, like Dark Souls. They
Let's
sold their
that.
Game on their graphics. They had an entire developer video talking about their revolutionary new next-gen graphics engine. They have videos showing off their lighting engine and this, that, and the other. Weeks before release, they have a gameplay demo with the PlayStation Access guys, whatever their YouTube channel was called, showing off the game, and this is me playing the game right now with graphics that weren't in the final game several weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when graphics do matter. If you're making a great game, like Papers, Please. How are you liking Papers, Please?
I love Papers, Please.
And it looks like hot dog shit. But you know what? Who cares? It's a great game, right?
I think that's more in tune with the style. Like the theme of the game is not pretty.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. It doesn't need to be pretty to be a good game. But if Papers, Please people said, this is going to be the most gorgeous game you've ever played, and then released Papers, Please, people have a valid complaint.
Yeah,
that's
a
fair
point. So, real quick, we're going to go ahead and take ourselves a quick commercial break, folks, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
I can lead into that.
There you go. All right, so we're back.
We're back.
Hey, you know what? We've touched on demos a little bit this show. Basically, you know, like sometimes a demo is the only thing you have to go on if a game is any good or not. What do you guys think on restricting demos to a number of plays until you can no longer play the demo anymore?
I don't really feel very strongly about it one way or another. I figure if I'm going to play a demo that's limited in the amount of time or in the amount of plays, honestly, if I play the game for like an hour, maybe two, and I want to play more of it, that tells me I should probably buy the game.
Yeah, I agree with that. But like,
but there's only so much in the demo in itself. It's not like you're given the entire game to just run to the completely speed run through.
And, you know, if I'm going to be devil's advocate, I'm going to get this right off the bat, basically, that, you know, for some people, a demo is enough. They're like, you know what, I get enough of the game just from the demo. I don't need any more.
Mm.
And I can understand that. But, you know, the reason I bring this up right now is because last week, you know, I teased it and basically said, you know, I bought an Xbox One, and I see that Microsoft is starting to do something that Nintendo is doing already, and I'm not a fan of this becoming, you know, an industry standard. You know, with the 3DS and the Wii U, Nintendo has, you know, instituted a number of plays per demo before it permanently locks. And, I mean, you can't even re-download the demo and play it some more. It is tied to your account, no more. And Microsoft is doing it even worse because one of the first things I did is I downloaded the demo to Dead Rising 3. I'm a big Dead Rising fan.
Right on.
It was a 7-gig demo, two plays. You're allowed to play it twice.
Wait.
So basically, I spent more time downloading the demo than I'd be allowed to play the game. And it wasn't even the number of times that you could play the demo, it was literally how many lives you had. So if you died during the demo, that counted as one of your plays. So you could play
really?
It two lives for
cool.
a 7-gig demo.
What happened to them doing it like with Dead Rising 2? No, it's Dead Rising 2, where the demo was just a prequel to the game.
Right, well, they made you buy that, but Dead Rising 1, it gave you 15 minutes, and you could restart the demo as often as you wanted, and play through that section of the game as many times as you wanted. And here's my feeling. Time numbers of, you know, times you can play a demo, it adds this sense of urgency that, oh my God, I got to get the most I can out of this demo. And I end up not playing demos because it makes me anxious. It makes me, you know, get all obsessive compulsive.
It doesn't allow you to
that.
Try and enjoy
right.
the game.
I don't get to relax and enjoy the demo. I'm anxious because, oh my God, if I waste a play, that's one less time that I can play this demo. And after dying the first time in the Dead Rising demo, I'm like, I'm done. I deleted it because it was nerve-wracking. And it's like,
well, that's
here's...
not, yeah. I
and
mean,
it's
that's
like,
some bullshit. Sorry,
if you want to sell your game on a decent demo, find a better way than telling people that they can play it two times, five times, and then they can never play it again. Because honestly,
right.
the developers are even hurting themselves because, like, on the 3DS or just handhelds in general, I'll keep demos on it because when somebody asks me, is that a good game, I'll show them the demo and let them play it. Now it's like, F you, I'm not going to let you waste one of my turns on the demo.
Dude,
no, go get your own DS.
Yeah.
Download it on your own time.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of bad in this, and I don't think that it's a good idea. And really, it feels to me that basically, it's like you're going to a restaurant and you're getting appetizers instead of a main course, and to get you to get the main course instead of eating more appetizers, the restaurant's just shitting on the appetizer to make the main course look more appetizing instead of making you want the main course because the appetizer is so good.
Oh, man. That was
a
good metaphor. That was a good metaphor.
They're literally trying to make the demos less appetizing. Oh, so by making me dislike the demo, you want me to buy your game? Really?
Right. Yeah.
And I see your point. I haven't run into that issue. I figure, oh, I've got a time-limited demo. Well, let's play it for however much time I've got. Time's over. Do I want to continue playing this game? No, not really. Then I don't buy it. Or do I want to continue playing this game? Oh, I need it! Then I'll go out and buy it. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, you are inflicting your own stress upon yourself with this over-amped sense of urgency. That's all you.
Well, I mean, but it's all me. Well, if the number of things wasn't there, I wouldn't have been stressed. So, you know, technically,
why would
it
you
isn't
let that
me?
Why would you let that stress you?
Yeah, but if you're only getting two lives to play this game,
well, yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
All hell too. Are you kidding me?
Right. That's
kind of
bullshit.
You know, boy, I spent an hour downloading 7 gigs, and I can play it for 5 minutes.
That's crap.
Yeah, that's crap.
Yeah.
I figure, like, if they're going to do anything like that, they should give you at least an hour.
And here's another little twist on it. After I bought Dead Rising 1, I kept the demo on my system because Dead Rising 1 didn't have a sandbox mode. And so if I ever just wanted 5-10 minutes to just kind of futz around a little bit and have fun killing zombies without, you know, wasting the time limit in the game, I literally loaded up the demo and played that instead of the game. I spent as many hours playing the demo as I played the game that I bought as well.
Hmm.
And so why shouldn't I be allowed to do that?
Fair point.
But, you know,
fair enough,
in the end, they're the publishers, they're the developers, it's their choice, they do what they want. I'm just giving my opinion on it.
You think it honestly hurts them, though, in the long run?
Who knows? Who knows? We really don't. I mean, studies have shown
Does it really hurt us?
It hurts us, but studies have shown that developers that release demos get, like, fewer sales. Then again, who knows how they're running those studies and if they're not just twisting it in their direction.
So more just let's pay IGN to tell us what we want to hear?
God, you know, another blow. I used to work for IGN. It's like,
yeah,
God, I hate guys named Span that wear red shoes. And it's like,
oh my God, you're wearing fucking eyesore red shoes. How did I not notice that?
Who does that? Gee.
It's like, you know what? I hate a guy with a beard. Oh!
Spanish people, dude. I don't.
Oh, wow, you're knocking Stephanie now, too.
Hey, listen, the only thing going for him is the Spaniard part, okay?
Ouch!
Oh!
Burn!
I'm kidding. I'm on your team over here. I agree with you there. So.
All right, but you know what? I actually have to preface that whole IGN thing with the office that I worked in. Even though it was an IGN office, there was not a day that went by that we didn't say you can't spell ignorant without IGN.
So just remember, when you ask her out, you got to take her to Target.
Oh. Seriously, here's the thing. You've got this major entity, and you're one person working for it. So on the, you know, on the level of individual employees, the people are great. But then when you get to the bigger and bigger and bigger parts of the entities, it's when you got the management and corporate and this and that, then the company starts going up its own ass.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. And unfortunately, looks like we're getting close to that time of the end of the show, folks.
It is starting to look like
really?
That.
Already?
So yeah.
We're going to go up our own ass and end the show?
Yes.
Yeah. So, why?
How do you think I handle dealing with a bunch of random pubs when I play games?
By clicking the close now button.
See, guys, this feels like how a demo would feel. It, like, it happens so quick, and then it's over, and then that's it. And, like, now
folks,
I'm
buy the game.
At least we gave you an hour.
We gave you an hour. If you want more, buy our time.
That would make you a prostitute. Excuse me, a call girl.
Escort. A call girl.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm high class, bitch.
Oh, gosh.
You
tuck and then have that little pony song in the background, like Buffalo Bill. I do so hard.
Goodbye, horses. All right,
so we can't really do that.
Because
we don't, you know, have that copyright.
Yeah.
Guys. But yeah.
Sadly, coming to that time, folks.
Yep. In fact, I think we're there now.
A little bit.
Yep.
So with that said, you know what? Hey, we had fun today. Sorry, unfortunately, we didn't really get anyone to kind of chime in, but that's okay. We still have our Facebook page where we basically leave up the same questions we generally ask. So feel free to follow us there on our Facebook, which is just Good Game Guys, and leave us your comments. Tell us what you think. Are we right? Are we wrong? Do we suck? Are we cool? You be the judge.
Have a good
I don't know if we should let them tell us we suck. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, please don't tell us we suck.
if you have to, you got to do it in spectacular fashion.
Tell Cap he sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you better do this, like, really intelligently and, like, really bash us, like, in, like, I don't even know. You better be clever. That's all I'm saying. Be clever about it if you're going to do it that way. But,
right.
Yeah. You know. But I agree. I mean, I think I'd like to hear some other games out there, too, if anyone can give me, like, more heads up on things that they think I should be checking out so I'm not checking out the shortest game possible called The Plan.
Well, make sure to hit up some of those other games that we gave you. Come on.
I am. I am going to be checking them out. It's just really difficult. I know I'm...
Well, you know what we should do? We should totally set up an opportunity for the fans to play with us in a game.
That's fine.
Hey, let's end on a really awesome note. They've released a trailer for the re-release of Age of Mythology in
HD.
Dude! Age of Mythology, better graphics. Oh, my God.
Dude,
it releases in May.
TKO is hating himself because he's not here to hear that news. He would
I can hear a squeal from outside just in the distance.
On that note,
let's all go over and laugh at TKO. See you later, folks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Good night, guys.